2019学年第一学期徐汇区学习能力诊断卷初三英语
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
Listening Comprehension
听力理解
A. Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Many people are now used to ordering products on the internet.
Many people are now used to ordering products on the internet.
2.Hiking is a popular form of exercise for people to relax themselves.
Hiking is a popular form of exercise for people to relax themselves.
3. The criminal was finally arrested after the police got enough evidence.
The criminal was finally arrested after the police got enough evidence.
4. With high technology, the weather forecast is more accurate than ever.
With high technology, the weather forecast is more accurate than ever.
5. Luckily, what the man did in the office was clearly recorded in the camera.
Luckily, what the man did in the office was clearly recorded in the camera.
6. What fun it is to play chess with my friend after a busy school day.
What fun it is to play chess with my friend after a busy school day.
7. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7.What are you going to be in the future, Mary?
I love art, reading, and writing. I hope one day I can be a director.
Question. What is Mary's dream job in the future? What are you going to be in the future, Mary?
I love art, reading, and writing. I hope one day I can be a director.
Question. What is Mary's dream job in the future?
8. Jack, what topic do you suggest for our group project next week?
Science is a bit difficult for Tom and me. What about Chinese history?
That's good. Let's get prepared.
Question.What topic will the group project probably be?
Jack, what topic do you suggest for our group project next week?
Science is a bit difficult for Tom and me. What about Chinese history?
That's good. Let's get prepared.
Question. What topic will the group project probably be?9. How is your grandma these days? I haven't seen her since last Monday.
Thanks. She's been feeling better and returned to her hometown last Thursday.
Question. When did grandma return to her hometown? How is your grandma these days? I haven't seen her since last Monday.
Thanks.She's been feeling better and returned to her hometown last Thursday.
Question. When did Grandma return to her hometown?
Ten. Hello, may I speak to Mr. Green?
Sorry, Mr. Green is at the meeting right now. Can I take a message?
I will be 30 minutes late for the interview in the afternoon. It should be at 2 p.m.
Okay, I will tell Mr. Green and rearrange the interview time.
Question. When will the interview probably start? Hello, may I speak to Mr. Green?
Sorry, Mr. Green is at the meeting right now. Can I take a message?
I will be 30 minutes late for the interview in the afternoon. It should be at 2 p.m.
Okay, I will tell Mr. Green and rearrange the interview time.
Question. When will the interview probably start?
Eleven. Mom, I'd like to go to a live New Year concert. Buy tickets for our family, please.
It's easier to book tickets online, and I can get 20% off with my membership card.
Question. How will Mom buy the concert tickets? Mom, I'd like to go to a live New Year concert. Buy tickets for our family, please.
It's easier to book tickets online, and I can get 20% off with my membership card.
Question. How will Mom buy the concert tickets?
12. The rain has stopped. Let's play badminton in the garden.
Great. But the badminton ball is broken. I'll buy some first. Wait for me. It won't be long.
Question. Where will the man probably go next? The rain has stopped. Let's play badminton in the garden.
Great. But the badminton ball is broken. I'll buy some first. Wait for me. It won't be long.
Question. Where will the man probably go next?
13. Excuse me, the shoes I bought are too small for my daughter.
Don't worry, let me find a bigger pair.
Thanks a lot.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Excuse me, the shoes I bought are too small for my daughter.
Don't worry, let me find a bigger pair.
Thanks a lot.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? 14. I've heard that you've moved into a new flat.Is it far away from the office?
Poor me. The new flat is in the suburbs. I have to go to my office by underground.
Me too. It's very crowded during the peak time, but traffic jams can be avoided.
Question. What are they mainly talking about?
I've heard that you've moved into a new flat.Is it far away from the office?
Poor me. The new flat is in the suburbs. I have to go to my office by underground.
Me too. It's very crowded during the peak time, but traffic jams can be avoided.
Question. What are they mainly talking about? 15. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Early one morning in October last year, Philip, a New Zealand fisherman, was checking his fishing lines at 7:15 a.m. at a favorite spot of Matata Beach in New Zealand's North Islands Bay. Suddenly, he noticed something floating in the sea and thought it might be a doll floating past. He then reached out to grab it by the arm. When he heard squeak, a sound of cry, Philip was aware that it was a baby boy about 18 months old. How dangerous it was! Philip's wife searched the nearby holiday camp to find the child's parents. Until the alarm was raised, the couple didn't realize their baby boy was missing. He had opened the tent while his parents were still sleeping. He escaped from his parents' tent. The curious baby had gone exploring onto the beautiful beach, and unfortunately into the big ocean. The baby was treated by doctors afterwards. After some careful tests, the result came that the baby was completely fine. Philip is now a hero. He makes catch of fish for a lifetime, but saved a life one day. Ordinary people can be heroes in our daily life if one has a loving heart and care for people nearby.
Now listen again, please.
Early one morning in October last year, Philip, a New Zealand fisherman, was checking his fishing lines at 7:15 a.m. at a favorite spot of Matata Beach in New Zealand's North Islands Bay. Suddenly, he noticed something floating in the sea and thought it might be a doll floating past. He then reached out to grab it by the arm. When he heard squeak, a sound of cry, Philip was aware that it was a baby boy about 18 months old. How dangerous it was! Philip's wife searched the nearby holiday camp to find the child's parents. Until the alarm was raised, the couple didn't realize their baby boy was missing. He had opened the tent while his parents were still sleeping. He escaped from his parents' tent. The curious baby had gone exploring onto the beautiful beach, and unfortunately into the big ocean. The baby was treated by doctors afterwards. After some careful tests, the result came that the baby was completely fine. Philip is now a hero. He makes catch of fish for a lifetime, but saved a life one day. Ordinary people can be heroes in our daily life if one has a loving heart and care for people nearby. D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词。It's hard to know what is worth buying at a garage sale or yard sale. The following are some tips for you. These can be a great help for second-hand finds.
Number 1. Large furniture. The key to buying big itemsis to wait until the end of the day. By then, the sellers are wondering how they are going to get that huge sofa back into the house. Be careful with bad items. People may get sick because of bed bugs, and they are hard to clean. Once you are confident the large furniture is clean, you can always find a piece of furniture to better suit your sense of style.
Number 2. Bicycle. Bikes can be a great find, but it's important to take them for a test drive before you buy. Ask the seller the right questions. Do you keep it outside? When were the tubes last replaced? What's the condition of the brake pads?
Number 3. Plastic and wooden toys. Wooden blocks and toy cars are cheap garage sale finds. And many wooden toys are of high quality. They are good enough to be passed on. You can clean wooden and plastic toys with a mixture of vinegar and hot water. But stay away from the stuffed animals, which can be hard to clean.
Number 4. Photo frames. If you like one, take it without hesitation. Frames don't go through much wear and tear, and often look as new as the day they were bought. So, go around to have a look. Hopefully, you can buy one at a reasonable price.
Now, listen again, please.
It's hard to know what is worth buying at a garage sale or yard sale. The following are some tips for you. These can be a great help for second-hand finds.
Number 1. Large furniture. The key to buying big items is to wait until the end of the day. By then, the sellers are wondering how they are going to get that huge sofa back into the house. Be careful with bad items. People may get sick because of bed bugs, and they are hard to clean. Once you are confident the large furniture is clean, you can always find a piece of furniture to better suit your sense of style.
Number 2. Bicycle. Bikes can be a great find, but it's important to take them for a test drive before you buy. Ask the seller the right questions. Do you keep it outside? When were the tubes last replaced? What's the condition of the brake pads?
Number 3. Plastic and wooden toys. Wooden blocks and toy cars are cheap garage sale finds. And many wooden toys are of high quality. They are good enough to be passed on. You can clean wooden and plastic toys with a mixture of vinegar and hot water. But stay away from the stuffed animals, which can be hard to clean.
Number 4. Photo frames. If you like one, take it without hesitation. Frames don't go through much wear and tear, and often look as new as the day they were bought. So, go around to have a look. Hopefully, you can buy one at a reasonable price.
Listening test 结束，请考生继续答题。